Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is George Cabella from the Mountain Martial Arts Academy.
Hi, George. It's Joe Gallia.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to hear what Tom's got to say today.
Yeah, Tom's one of those guys that's really great for the industry, that's for sure. He's always got ideas that helps us improve the PR aspects of our businesses.
Right.
That's very important.
Right.
Tom Callis here.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing?
Super good. Getting better. Thanks for asking.
We got George on the line.
Hi, George. Tom, how are you?
Good, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Upstate New York.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So am I, coming into this hard winter, Tom.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm in sunny California today.
Yeah, good for you.
But, you know, we've got Schwarzenegger as a gunner, so we've got our own problems.
I thought you guys were happy with him.
Yeah, well, you know, it just depends.
Yeah, I guess it does. I guess it does.
Joe, you all ready to rock and roll?
We're getting there, yeah. Basically, it probably takes a few minutes, usually by like 2:04 or so. The people that are wanting to come on are usually on by that point.
Yeah, no problem. George, tell me about your school.
Well, we've been a pretty much a dungeon dojo for about 10 years now. And this year we decided to come out of the dark ages. So I've been working pretty hard at learning how to market the business and improving the curriculum. We've come from being a traditional system, moving more into a mixed martial arts arena at this point for the actual curriculum. We're converting over to a black belt school in January.
Beautiful.
And just having a great time with it right now, Tom. You know, it's all the ideas that I've gotten through the PPS people and their consultants have, you know, put a lot of fire under this old warrior here.
Oh, good. Well, that's, you know, when you're passionate and interested and fired up, it makes all the difference.
Yep, I've noticed that. I really have. I mean, everybody's very excited about the Black Belt Club and the new classes that are going to be coming up. And, you know, I feel like they're firing me up, I'm firing them up, and it's just creating one big bonfire up here in the cold mountains of upstate New York.
Well, good, good. It sounds good, you know, and I know that the good news is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of people who are doing great things that you can just learn from, like, instantly. So.
Right. Yeah, I had to become a student again.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely had to change my attitude about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, we introduced your the Ultimate Black Belt test to some of the black belts in the studio last week.
You mean you showed them the program?
I showed them the program, and they were pretty pumped about it. As a matter of fact, I've been looking at it for about a month and a half, almost 2 months now. And, you know, considering coming on board, I wanted to find out a little more about that as well.
You know, you can feel free to call me. Let me give you my number afterwards, and I won't take Joe's time to explain the Ultimate Black Belt Test unless you want me to, Joe.
Well, actually, I was going to hook up with you to do another teleconference on that very subject. So
that'd be great. Well,
we got to spread it out.
Yeah.
530-621-0875, and I'd be happy to tell you about it. And it's you know, it's a radical new way of testing for a rank, and I think that you'll see that over the course of the next 5 or 6 years that everyone will have adopted something from this concept.
Right.
It's just, some of it just makes so much sense. It's only a small wheel turn to the right or left from where we're already at.
That's right.
But down the road, it'll put you in a different place. And we need to do something.
Yeah.
Because we have a huge dropout rate from white belt to black belt test.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really good for us. You know, we can do better.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you just said you've had a huge dropout rate?
No, I said there's a huge dropout rate in most schools in America, around the world, from white belt enrollment to black belt graduation.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
80-90%. We can do better, you know, and we have to step out and try new things. The definition of insanity is to think you can get different results by taking the same action. And so we have to try something different and see what kind of results we get. So that's what this program's about. And, you know, we'll see what flies. You know, there's a lot of controversy around it because people maybe don't understand it. But I'm not one to shy from controversy, nor am I.
Yeah, nor am I.
I don't want to be penned in to
sticking
to a certain thing just because everybody says that's the way they like it. Let's try something new and see what happens.
Right.
And so far we're getting great results. And it's the way I like to train, so it's kind of selfish.
You and I both, you know, I train hard, you know, five days a week, and then I go to classes, and I work out in the classes with all my students and stuff. So, you know, when I saw the curriculum and how you had it laid out, plus also I'm a woodsman, you know, up in the mountains, you know, I'm up in the woods all the time.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have this, you know, wilderness excursion as a part of it makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, people forget what it's like to be a student, and I found myself putting my students through things I wouldn't particularly want to go through myself, and so it's revisiting that, and then these opportunities to get together and bond outside of the dojo are very important, and what starts as a simple hiking trip becomes a bonding experience where you make friends for life. So,
yep.
Joe, don't let me tie up your phones.
Oh, it's not a problem. We've got plenty of room. I've been monitoring a number of people coming on, so we're looking pretty good. Probably give another minute, and you can start explaining the 911 Acts of Kindness program, because I think it's a great program, and I'd like to see a lot of our clients get involved with it. And as for those of you that are on and listening, we are Tom has given us permission to record the teleconference as well, so I encourage you to ask questions, because I'm sure I have a couple of clients that I've talked to that told me straight out that you know, they'd love to download it off the website, burn it onto a CD, and then listen to it in the car. So asking questions will be very helpful to those people, because I'm sure you'll have the same questions they have on their mind as well. So, you know, we'll give it another minute or so, and then
That'd
you can
great.
Start right in and have some fun.
That would be great.
Terry,
okay, yell at the dogs for me.
Yes, remember to star 6. Star 6 will cut out background noise. But then if you would like to ask a question, you can hit star 6 again. And, Tom, I'll be on and off the call. I wanted to let you know that if it did get a little noisy, you can do, I believe it's a star 5, and you can cut some background noise if it's affecting anything.
Okay, it's no problem. As you know, we'll do just fine.
Great.
I hear people coming on. Yeah, George, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, check out the Ultimate Black Belt Test website. I know you've been watching, probably reading the journals of the people testing. That journal idea alone is probably one of the easiest to implement and best ideas from the Ultimate Black Belt Test. Is imagine now that if you had all your black belts, especially if you have a multi-school operation, but have all your black belts a year out from where their tests, starting to journal their experience. Well, now grandma can read it in Duluth, you know, and their classmates at school can read it. Their fellow classmates get to know them better. If you have somebody testing outside of the area, all of a sudden the person's brought in the fold. And people are actually going, lots of people who are not testing are going to those journals and reading about these people and getting to know them.
Right.
So it's a really, you know, the newspaper can go on, reporters can go there. Mm-hmm. It's a great tool, and one I'm surprised that more people, you know, I think it'll become a standard part. It's just too easy and too interesting.
Right.
And I'm a writer, so it's the Ultimate Bible Test is a mix of literature and athleticism. You know, what's the story going to be? Let's create the story.
Right.
And because something's going to happen. Let's just try to plot it out before it happens and make it as powerful as it can be.
Right.
But anyway.
I think we're all set.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I guess, Joe, would you introduce me? Is that how it goes?
Well, I certainly can. everybody, this is Tom Callows, good friend of mine, who's put together a really wonderful program called 911 AOK, Acts of Kindness. And if you've been to the site, because I know I've sent out the link in the email, and you've read up on it, I'm sure you're pretty excited about it already. Tom will go through and explain everything there is to know about the program and how to get involved, and some things that you can do to really become a leader in your community through utilizing this program that he set up for everybody. So, Tom, you can take it away.
Hi, everybody. I'm calling you from, we're talking today. I'm in my home office in Placerville, California, which is about 45 minutes from Dave Kovar's school, which is also known as the capital of Sacramento, capital of California, Sacramento, although we call it California now. And I'm about 30 minutes from Lake Tahoe. The 9/11 AOK, Acts of Kindness program, is a sophisticated marketing program. It's completely free. We don't use the mailing list for anything. We don't solicit your students or anybody that goes on the site. This is completely about good karma. This is a completely about getting press for your community, in your community, in a very sophisticated win-win way. It's not sending out advertisements on in value pack. It's not sending going door-to-door and distributing flyers. It's not standing on the corner in a chicken suit asking people to come into your school, which I know most of you have not done. But and I have, trust me. And it's all those things are good promotion and solid, and you have to put the Yellow Page ads and so on and so forth. But what if you could step up in your community and mobilize 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 50,000 people, 100, 1,000,000 people to do something in your community that nobody else was doing? There is, like, the Acts of Kindness program is a chance for you to step up and become a radical activist in your community in a way that might represent the most crucial aspect of self-defense, which is learning to treat ourselves and others with respect. That might be the ultimate form of self-defense. So who better to talk about that than you as a martial artist? Who better to mobilize people to do things that help the world and help us to stay, you know, to center ourselves, that personifies the essence of martial arts? So here's how it works. You task your students to do all kinds of things already. They practice, they do their hand like this, they turn their foot like that, they wear these uniforms, they keep them clean. You're tasking them to go out in the community and do acts of kindness. They record them on this website, and it gives your school a total. Now, you could also go to the local elementary school and get Mrs. Johnson's class to compete against Mr. Smith's class. And they could do it for a day, a weekend, a week, a month, a school year. It doesn't matter. It totals up, and now you have a quantified total of the work you're doing in your community, because you've already been responsible for thousands of something, thousands of acts of respect, or thousands of kicks, or thousands of kids who are more empowered because of your education, but you can't quantify it. When I started the Random Acts of Kindness program with NAPMA, we had one community in Washington. The instructor there mobilized the whole community through the newspaper and the media, and they did 1,000,000 acts of kindness. They actually did 1,000,000 acts. They bundled those journals together, and they delivered them to the White House the next year. Very symbolic, very newsworthy, and very sophisticated. But I thought after that program was in place for a long time, I thought, well, I wonder how many we've done. We can't quantify it. The website allows us to go on and say, okay, we've done 35,000 in the last 2 months. You could easily be responsible for 1,000 or 2,000 by Christmas and give a symbolic gift to your community. It's a reason to go back to the newspapers. It's a reason to go to the teachers. It's a reason. Nobody says no to an acts of kindness program. It's not rape prevention. It's not child abduction, which all those things are valuable. It's a campaign for publicity and promotion that wins for the community and it wins for you. And we want to be able to quantify it. What if you could step up to the mayor or I could see you in the press. This man is responsible for 1,000,000 acts of kindness. Is any football coach doing that? Is any baseball, soccer? Is there a teacher? Is there a single person in your community who's stepping up to the bat to take that kind of stance? No. It doesn't cost anything. It isn't anything other than going out and practicing the philosophy of martial arts, which is treating yourself and others with respect. So the 9/11 Acts of Kindness program, if you spearhead that in your community, you're a man on a mission. You're a woman on a mission. You go to the mayor and say, Mr. Mayor, this program, this is the kind of thing that gets people reelected, by the way. That mayor would love to say, you know, this year I championed the program. We did 1,000,000 acts of kindness in our community. And it's a character development program in that I've got a fairly decent character. You know, I've got those flaws. But bottom line is I've been doing the Acts of Kindness program, and I'm not even recording most of them on the website now. I'm putting them in my journal, and I'll record them, you know, when I get a chance. It's having an effect on the way I see the world. It's having an effect on the way I treat other people and how I feel about myself. And if it works for me, it's going to work for those kids. And how many things can you go out in the community that are unique to what you do? This is a martial arts program started by martial artists, and it's a grassroots program. I got a web link the other day. Somebody sent me the money we're spending on the Iraqi war, and the link is the total is just going, you know, it's just moving. And below it is what we spend on education and health care and, you know, other vital things in the world. And I thought the 9/11 Acts of Kindness with a total, world total for what we do of Acts of Kindness is the antithesis of that program. For kids, now voting is over, but for kids who were voting or couldn't vote, they're not old enough to vote. But every act of kindness, no matter how small, is a vote for a better world. You think the world's a screwed up place? You know, kids, teenagers, hey, are things sometimes kind of weird? Well, don't just complain about it. Don't just notice it. This is a chance to do something about it. Because between all the people on this phone right now, each one of you has X amount of students who have X amount of parents who have X amount of classrooms they go to with X amount of classmates. Who knows? Maybe there are a million people represented on this phone call alone. Maybe it's just 100,000. Get each one of them to do 10 acts of kindness in the next month, and all of a sudden we create a tsunami of goodwill. And that's what we want the newspapers talking with us about. That's where no politician, no school teacher, no school administrator, no newspaper will step up and, you know, not take notice to what we do. So the reason I did this program is because I personally want to be responsible for 50 million acts of kindness. In fact, more than that, I want to have a million for every man, woman, and child that died on September 11th. And I'd like to say, you know, I have a little part in that. Because where can you and I be involved with a program that mobilizes so many millions of people, potentially? It's never going to happen. We're not in a position in our lives where we're politicians or actors or, you know, this is a chance to be involved with something that could really make a difference. And so I hope that you understand the spirit of the program and the excitement of it and the way you can use it in your community to step up to the media and step up to teachers. It's a brilliant idea, and this is maybe the only website in the world right now that totals the number of acts of kindness. There are lots of sites dedicated to acts of kindness programs, and God bless them all because they all have a place. This may be the only site in the world where it's running a total. So we're doing something kind of unique, and I hope you get excited about it and spearhead it and champion it in your community. Be the person in your community that's responsible for a million acts of kindness this year. From now till September 11th of next year, you could do a million representing X amount of thousand for every man, woman, and child that died on that day. And that's why we call it 911. But it doesn't have to be associated with September 11th. It's just a darn good idea under any banner. Anybody have any questions? Guess not. Or you don't know how to use the little thing on your phone. I hope that... Go ahead. Is anybody here?
Sure.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, Tom, I do.
Tell me.
This is George Cabello from the Mountain Martial Arts Academy in upstate New York. Could you give us from the smallest example of what you would consider to be an act of kindness to obviously some of the larger ones?
Well, George, tolerating a question like that is my first act of kindness of the afternoon. No, I'm just kidding. Any act of kindness, any act of kindness is good. You know, because somebody said, oh, you know, somebody... You know, picked up a quarter off the, you know, somebody pet their dog or,
right.
I don't care. Let's pretend only half of the 35,000 acts are legitimate on the site right now. That's already significant.
Right.
So I'd say any and every act of kindness counts is the philosophy of it, you know, that,
okay.
That whatever it is, just, I gave a bum $10 yesterday. I bought somebody a cup of coffee. I opened the door for a lady. All those things make a difference. And what we really want to show kids and remind ourselves as adults that little things make a difference. That if we did a million acts of kindness, those are done one act at a time. And that it's like that, you know, that class, I don't remember what it was psychology when I was in college, and he said, look all around the room, find everything that's red, and then you count them, and then you say, how many green things did you see? You get what you look for. And when you're in the Acts of Kindness program, it changes what the opportunities you look for, and we're teaching kids to recognize kind acts that other people do for them, and I'm not sure that they do that. It's not a part of their life right now. So give them something to focus on, but more importantly, what else in your community can you do that makes a difference, that everybody can look at you and go, wow, man, guy's a man on a mission, and it's beyond business. This is the kind of press you want for your school. When people think about you, let them think you're the guy who championed the Acts of Kindness program. In addition to that, you just step up and say, why am I here as a black belt, you know, talking about the Acts of Kindness program? Because treating yourself and others with respect may be the ultimate form of self-defense. And that's all you need to say. Any other questions?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Carol from the Westchester Martial Arts Academy in New York.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This sounds, you know, absolutely wonderful. I was just wondering if there's any sort of, I guess, I hate to say the word competition.
Say that again?
I hate to say the word competition, but something to do, maybe like the kids, I want to say, compete to see who has the most acts of kindness or anything
yes.
that maybe you've done in your school to just really make the kids, give them more drive to go out and do this.
So glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
You can set up any kind of incentive program you want in your school from a, you know, student of the month, or maybe you go to the mayor and you say, Mr. Mayor, if I can get any kid to do X amount, can you write your office, write them a letter? Can we have a little luncheon or take them on a tour or... You know, there might be a business that steps up and says, you know, something like that. But I would suggest in your own community that any child that has the wherewithal to record and document 50 acts of kindness they do, you tell them, you bring that to my school, and I'll give you an introductory program.
Okay.
You know, I mean, or, you know, by introductory, I mean, it could be a month, it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, whatever you want. But any kid, you know, you earn your martial arts the old-fashioned way. You know, get them in the old-fashioned way. Earn them! You know, and but that would be... a remarkable promotion if someone bought into it. And I'd say you go to a local disc jockey, the most popular one, and you pitch them on the idea and say, let's do it. Let's get this station from now to Christmas. Let's give the city a symbolic gift of 50,000 acts of kindness, and we'll deliver it to the under the Christmas tree, or, you know, God knows what you could do. But go to the mayor, go to the fire department, go to the newspaper. And if the newspaper would do, by the way, if you go on the Ultimate Black Belt Test website, that's ultimateblackbelttest.com, there's a guy there testing. His name is Anthony Pasquale. He's tackling a million acts of kindness in his community, and the newspaper's helping him do it. So they publish the idea, follow him around every week. He walks downtown in his uniform doing kind acts for people, you know, doing windows, and he's just on a mission. And, you know, he's getting a lot of press, and I'm not sure that would fit everybody's, you know, comfort zone. But for Anthony, it's working. Last month, Charles Chai, who's also in the test, garnered 137 information calls without spending a friggin' penny, all on promotion with the Acts of Kindness program. Now, that's the kind of press I want in my school. Because the guy down the street's running the same friggin' ad that I am. He's got the same campaign. He's doing the same self-defense classes. Let's go in with something new and fresh. Now, that doesn't mean I don't invite him to do the Acts of Kindness program, but you take the forefront in your community. And then you invite everybody to join you. And a year from now, if you're able to get 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, whatever, even if you haven't had another student, you've got something you did that was remarkable. And I tell you what, it's going to make a difference in your community. And it's combined with all your other promotional campaigns. There we go. I'll step off my soapbox for a minute. Anybody else have any questions?
Sergeant Tom.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you hear me?
I can. Who am I speaking to?
This is Scott, sir, from Hilo. How are you doing?
Hey, aloha, Scott. I'm still doing my same shtick, man. This is it. Scott's one of my students from Hawaii. He runs a school in beautiful downtown Hilo, Hawaii. And if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. Scott, do you understand the program?
Yes, sir. How would I go about implementing it? Are there any materials other than the online journal, or how would you go about implementing this right from the beginning?
Excellent program. Now, you can go to NAPMA. They have a journal that I created called the Random Acts of Kindness Journal. You could pass those journals out, or any journal of your own making, any piece of paper, and you could have, I would go to the mayor and say, Mr. Mayor, or Mr. Celebrity Local, Mr. Football Team, Mr. Whatever, and say, would you do this program for a day? Just one day, and then we'll send out press releases, and we want to teach kids by example. And I'm about to give, you know, to go to the local schools and give presentations and talk about the program. It would be really cool if I could get you, Mr. Mayor, to do this for a day. And then I'll take your journal back, and I'll either enter them for you on the computer, or you can go right online and enter them. But probably there are going to be some people who it's easier for them to bring a journal with them, record what they do during a day or an afternoon or a week or whatever they'll be willing to do, and then you enter them on the computer. But you want to see your school go up. Every time you hit a plateau, we did 5,000 acts, there goes a press release. Oh, we did 10,000 acts, there's a press release. You know, you use it to garner media in your community, and at the same time, you do something pretty unique. And, you know, you say, tell your community, tell them, say, listen, I'm setting aside $50,000 or $100,000 worth of lessons just for kids. I'm going to set aside $100,000 worth of lessons in my school. I'm going to, that value of lessons, I'm going to set aside $100,000, dedicate that to giving lessons to kids who do acts of kindness, the acts of kindness program. Any kid that does 50 acts of kindness, they can come to my school and I'll give them an introductory course, you know, or a beginner's course or whatever. I wouldn't go for the long term, but, you know, I'd give them a month or something. And you could feasibly, with $150,000 to $100,000, you could fund, you know, how many hundreds of kids to try a month of martial arts. It's another way to look at it. Questions? Okay, Joe, you on the line? Joe, he's probably out getting coffee.
Hello?
Hey, I'm getting coffee. I'm here, Tom.
Oh, good, Joe. I'm here.
Tom?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Kara again from Westchester Martial Arts.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. I just got another one, though.
Oh, good.
I'm just thinking, I mean, again, this sounds like a great thing, of course, for the holidays and a good, you know, like contest that the kids can do. I'm just wondering, how did you keep it, I guess, fresh over, like, a long period of time? How did you keep the momentum going? Did it just keep going because it was a
I don't know. How do you keep those kicks and punches fresh?
That's true.
Yeah. I'm so sick of hearing, bend your front knee, lock your back leg. You know, it's. I really think it's your enthusiasm, and it'll be, you know, it'll be subject to your energy and enthusiasm you put into it. But let's say, now I'm going to launch another program, which is based on the same concept, for environmental acts of kindness. So that means that you could go to a school and speak about self-defense on a global level. Say, you know, how many people are, now I'll tell you what, how many people are going to be hurt this year from kicks and punches? Probably count them on, I don't know, wouldn't be very many. How many people are going to be hurt as a result of things we've done to the environment? It's going to be much greater. So in a global sense, self-defense starts with the way we treat our surroundings. And so let's say we did that. Let's say we did an animal rights site where you could record animal rights. Because my instructor and friend, David Myers, a grappling coach under the Machados, he has the largest pet adoption site in the world, I think. It's 1-800-ADOPT-A-PET. This commercial was brought to you by 1-800-ADOPT-A-PET. But the concept would be that now you have three or four platforms. Think of the other platforms you have with which you can go to the community to garner press or to get into school systems. You have self-defense for kids. You have bully busters. You have rape prevention. You have child abduction. Now you have the Acts of Kindness program. If you have environmental, if you have animal, it gives you these different suits to try on to go at different times of the year to go in and reach a different audience and to speak about a different subject. And it all comes under the banner of self-defense, personal protection, and personal empowerment. So look at it like that, in that this is one of the many campaigns that you have, but it's an ingenious campaign because it's fundamentally congruent with everybody's philosophy. When you can, typically in business, in management, if you can get the goals of the employee to coincide with the goals of the company, you're congruent and moving down the same direction. It's when their goals are different and you're heading in a different direction that you have conflict. Well, the Acts of Kindness program is something just about everybody can buy into. Not every parent wants their child to learn martial arts or to, you know, it's just not their thing. But every parent wants their child to develop a level of compassion and respect. And so this is a program that you can use, you know, that you can get in and on your shirts. And behind that is your martial arts program. I think you understand what I mean.
Yes.
Any other questions while I'm here on the phone and dedicated to PPS? Joe, I think we've done our work.
Awesome.
And I want to thank everybody on the phone for letting me ramble in your ear. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I think we have an opportunity here to do something incredibly unique. Even if you only power this out for the next year, we could end up doing, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, who knows. And I know that nobody else is doing this work. This, you won't be solicited with this kind of request by anybody else, and maybe never before. And so there aren't that many things we can do that nobody's ever done before, you know, that are legal. So we want to, you know, I think this is an opportunity for us to step up. And, I, you know, as much martial arts publicity as we get and as many movies as are created and as many things that happen, we still don't have the face on that we'd like to have. We're still not as important to our community as school teachers are. The educational system is more important than the martial arts, but there's no reason we couldn't be equally important because of the education we provide, the motivation, the leadership, the empowerment is just as important as anything kids are learning in school. So we should be right up there. If we really play our cards right, we could do that within our lifetime. Anybody else have anything they want to say before
Tom.
I wrap?
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Do you have copies of any of the like press releases that you've written available anywhere?
Yeah, I think there's a press release on the site. If not, we should post it there.
On that 9/11 AOK site?
Yeah, on the AOK. But if you have trouble finding that or you'd like something more about the program, you can write me at tom@tomcallos.com.
Great.
Callos is spelled C-A-L-L-O-S.
Great. Thank
you. You can also search my website's tom@tomcallos.com, and tomcallos.com, and I think there's links there. And then please, everybody, check out the Ultimate Black Belt Test website. If you thought, white uniforms were kind of cool back in the day, the Ultimate Black Belt Test is the next. It will change the way black belt testing is done all around the world. I can't say it's a perfect program yet, but there are some ideas in it that are so fundamentally right that I think you'll be empowered by it and actually run better classes and a better testing program if you peruse the site and get the gist of what's going on. Joe, are we finished?
I think we are, unless anybody has any other questions.
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Can I ask one more question? This is Kara once again.
Yes, sir.
Do you have email that we could reach you at?
Tom@tomcallos.com.
Tom@tomcallos.com. Okay, and I'm having trouble trying the 911 AOK site. I'm having trouble. Every time it goes there, it's coming up blank on me.
Let me check it myself. You know, once in a while, we had 300,000 hits in 30 minutes on the Friday we launched. And so it does get a lot of traffic. It's growing kind of slowly, but I think it'll come in spurts. Let me check and make sure it's up, and if not,
okay. We'll
revisit it. It'll come. All right, Joe, thanks again for having me.
Tom, thank you very much for sharing your time with us today.
Are you kidding? It was my honor, and I'm so pumped that I even have the opportunity to talk to so many people who represent so many other people because we're going to do something that Oprah's knocking on our door. We're going to change the world a little bit. So let's keep working at it.
Well, we'll help you the best we can.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for coming, and we'll have this teleconference for those of you who joined us late up on the website probably sometime right after Thanksgiving.
Well, I hope I didn't say anything politically incorrect.
I
can't imagine my having a teleconference without saying something rude. Okay, talk to you all later.
Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.